All right, so today we are taking a deep dive into Fatima Hope and Psychological Center. You might know it as FHPC.
Oh, I've heard of them. They do some amazing work, right?
Yeah, they've got this huge vision to change the whole conversation around mental health support, like globally.
That's a pretty big goal. I'm curious to know more about how they're actually making that happen.
Me too. Their website is really interesting. They've got all these resources, and they've trained thousands of people already.
Thousands.
Yeah. They've trained like over 5,000 students, and they have a network of more than 20,000 members. It's like a movement.
Wow. Okay. That's a lot of people.
Right. So that's actually one of the things that really stood out to me, the way they're building this whole network.
Yeah. That's super smart. It's not just about training individuals. It's about creating a community.
Totally. They're bringing together professionals from all over and giving them this platform to connect and learn from each other.
And that helps them make a bigger impact too, right? Like when you're part of a network, you can share ideas and support each other.
Exactly. Okay, so they're training all these people, but what exactly are they training them in?
Well, they offer a bunch of internationally accredited programs, all focused on evidence-based therapies.
Oh, so they're not messing around. They're going for the real deal.
Yeah, they're definitely serious about it. Like, they have training in CBT, you know, cognitive behavioral therapy.
Right, I've heard of that one. It's about helping people change their negative thinking patterns.
Exactly. And then they also offer training in ACT, that's acceptance and commitment therapy.
Hmm. I don't think I've heard of that one before.
So ACT is more about learning to accept difficult emotions and then taking action that's in line with your values.
Interesting. So they're not just teaching one specific approach to therapy. They're giving people a bunch of tools to work with.
Right. Which makes sense because different approaches work better for different people.
Totally. So it's like they're training mental health detectives, helping them figure out what's going on and what tools to use.
I like that, mental health detectives. That's a good way to put it.
So, okay, I'm sold on the training, but how do people even access all this? Not everyone can just drop everything and go to a classroom.
Oh, that's the cool part. They offer training online and in person.
So someone living in, let's say, rural Montana could potentially get the same quality of training as someone in London.
Yep, that's the idea. They're trying to make it accessible to everyone, no matter where they live.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
But what about the in-person training? Where do they hold those sessions?
Well, they partner with universities in different cities, which is a smart move because it gives them access to facilities and resources.
Oh, right. Like that partnership they have with Highstone International University in the U.S.
Yeah, exactly. That's one of them. And that international collaboration is really important because it allows them to bring together all sorts of perspectives and best practices from around the world.
So they're not just stuck in one way of doing things. They're constantly learning and evolving.
That's right. It's like they're creating this global network of mental health expertise.
I love that. Okay, but how did this all even get started? What's the story behind FHPC?
That's a great question, and one we'll definitely dive into deeper in the next part of our deep dive. We'll uncover the origins of FHPC, the driving force behind their mission, and the key individuals who helped shape this remarkable organization.
Okay, so stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back after a short break. Okay, so we're back and ready to keep digging into Fatima Hope and Psychological Center.
Right, we left off talking about their global reach and those partnerships.
Yeah, and how they're really making this high-quality training available everywhere.
Mm.
But now I'm kind of curious about, like, the origin story. How did this whole thing even get started?
Well, it definitely started with a vision, right? The founder saw this huge need for mental health services, like globally.
Yeah, I can really imagine.
And they really wanted to make a difference, not just provide support, but empower people to kind of become agents of change in their communities.
That's a powerful idea. It's not just about creating another organization. It's like a whole movement.
Mm, exactly. And to do that, they knew they needed a multi-pronged approach.
Okay, so break that down for me. What does that mean in practice?
So they focused on training, building those networks we were talking about, and actually providing direct services to.
So it wasn't just about treating individuals. It was about building this whole system of support.
Right. And that ripple effect, you know, each person they train could then go on to help so many others.
I see. So it multiplies their impact.
Yeah.
But training alone doesn't guarantee quality, right?
Yeah.
How did they make sure their programs were, like, up to par?
Yeah, that's where accreditation comes in. They went after those international recognitions like the American Accreditation Association. So their programs meet those global standards.
Oh, so someone graduating from FHPC, they can be confident that their qualifications are solid no matter where they go.
That's the idea. It opens doors for them and really adds to FHPC's credibility, you know.
For sure. Do you have any like specific examples of how these programs have made an impact in the real world?
Oh, tons. Remember when we were talking about CBT? Well, one of FHPC's graduates actually used CBT to help this young man who was struggling with like really bad social anxiety.
Oh, wow. That must have been tough.
Yeah, he'd been isolating himself for years, couldn't hold a job, really struggling with relationships.
Oh, that's so sad.
But through CBT, he was able to learn to challenge those negative thought patterns. And slowly, he built up the confidence to engage with the world again.
That's incredible. It really shows how powerful these therapies can be.
And that's just one story, you know? They get so many testimonials from people whose lives have been changed by this training.
That's so inspiring. Okay, so we've talked a lot about training, but you mentioned earlier that they also offer direct services, right?
Oh, definitely. It's not just about training others to provide support. They actually have a whole team of therapists themselves.
So someone struggling with, like, anxiety or depression, they can go directly to FHPC for help.
Exactly. They have these skilled therapists who are trained in all those evidence-based approaches that we were talking about.
That makes sense. It keeps everything aligned, like high standards across the board. But what about more specialized things like speech and language difficulties?
Yeah.
Do they deal with that too?
Oh, for sure. Remember we mentioned Humain Bhatti, the speech and language therapist on their leadership team.
Right, right.
He's really key to their holistic approach, you know? They get that mental well-being isn't just one thing, it's connected to all these other parts of our lives.
So someone with a speech impediment, for example, could get help there.
Absolutely. They're all about making mental health support accessible to everyone, no matter what their specific needs are.
It's amazing how they've managed to bring all these different specialties together under one roof. What about working with kids? Do they have programs for younger people too?
They do. Actually, FHPC has a big focus on youth mental health. They see how important early intervention is.
That makes a lot of sense. Catching things early can make such a huge difference.
Right. And we'll actually dive into that more in the next part of our deep dive. FHPC has some really cool programs specifically designed to support young people and their mental well-being.
Welcome back. I'm ready to hear more about this focus on youth mental health you were talking about.
Oh, yeah. It's really impressive. They have this whole team dedicated to youth-related social services.
Makes sense. Those teenage years can be tough.
For sure. And they really recognize that early intervention is key, you know, during those crucial years of adolescence and young adulthood.
Absolutely. So what kind of services are we talking about here?
Well, they've got these motivational workshops, you know, to help build self-esteem and resilience. And they run these awareness campaigns, but they're tailored specifically for young people.
Well, that's smart. Because talking about mental health with teenagers, that's got to be different than talking to adults.
Totally. And it's not just awareness. They actually offer career and personal development counseling, too.
So they're helping young people figure out those big life decisions.
Yeah, like what they want to do with their lives, you know, all that stuff that can feel super overwhelming at that age.
Oh, I remember those days. It's great that they're there to support them through that.
Right. And the best part is they keep that same commitment to accessibility and quality. So these youth services are offered online and in person, reaching young people from all different backgrounds.
That's really cool. They're investing in the next generation in a big way. Okay, so we've talked a lot about the what, but what about the who? Who are the people making all this happen at FHPC?
Well, you've got Atika Aslam. She's the president of clinical psychology. And then Humain Bhatti, the speech and language therapist.
Right. Those names are familiar.
And there's Faiza Iqbal. She's the president of SIND. And Halima Saadia, the vice president.
So they have a pretty diverse leadership team, huh?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You can really see their individual expertise reflected in the organization's work.
I see that. Okay, so we've covered FHPC's work in all these specific areas. But stepping back a bit, what's their overall impact on the, like, global mental health scene?
Well, I think they're doing a few important things. First, they're helping to break down the stigma around mental health.
That's huge, just getting people talking about it more openly.
Exactly. And then they're raising awareness about the importance of actually seeking help, you know, making it clear that mental health is just as important as physical health.
Yeah, that's a message we need to hear more often.
Right. And finally, by training all these professionals, they're literally expanding access to care all over the world.
Especially in places where those resources are really limited.
Exactly. So it's not just about treating individuals. It's about giving communities the tools to support each other long term.
That's so powerful. As we wrap up this deep dive, I'm honestly amazed by all that FHPC has accomplished. They've created this incredible network of support and training and advocacy all while staying true to their vision of making mental health support accessible for everyone.
I couldn't agree more. It's a really inspiring example of what's possible when people are passionate and dedicated and truly committed to making a difference.
Yeah, it's a good reminder that we all have a part to play in this, whether it's seeking help when we need it, supporting those around us, or just talking more openly about mental health. We can all contribute to creating a world where everyone has the chance to thrive.
Beautifully said.
Thank you so much for joining me on this incredible deep dive into Fatima Hope and Psychological Center.
It's been a pleasure.
Until next time, take care of yourselves and each other.